My name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. I have a good question and answer that was sent in to us. And I always start these videos by saying you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to send us a question. Cindy answers these. She gets them every day, and sometimes a lot of them. And she gets up in the morning and answers them all. But this is a good one. Basically, it's about a professional dog trainer has a client that doesn't like giving their dog food from the hand. I'll explain it, and then I'll give you a few ideas on how to deal with it. Hi, Cindy. I'm becoming a dog trainer here using very much relationship engagement-based training approach. I can imagine I'm going to run into clients who absolutely don't want to give their dog treats directly from their hand, since I know owners like that already. Apart from offering to show them how to do so safely and encouraging them to do so for the more direct connection to you, how absolutely necessary or unnecessary is the delivery of the food when it comes to food rewards? Is placing the food on the ground an acceptable alternative? And thank you for your advice. So, Cindy has very, very good points here. She's a better dog trainer than I am every day. I tell people that, not when she's around. She says, I think this is one of those case-by-case scenarios. So the answer would be, that depends. It depends on the dog, it depends on the client, and it depends on the behavior that the client is training at that point in time. If they don't want to do it because the dog bites their fingers, then they need to be taught the correct way how to deliver a food reward. This year, in 2024, I redid a video I did some 12, 13, 14 years ago on the power of training dogs with food. And within that course, online course, I show some dogs are real nippy. When you go to hand them a piece of food, they're very aggressive in how they take it. And they're so driven for the food that they end up biting the handler's fingers. And that's no fun. You get a bloody nail once or twice, and you're going to think, this food training ain't all what it's been chalked up to be, because it hurts. Well, you can stop that by learning how to hold a piece of food so a dog can't grab it out of your hand. You basically, and I show you in the course, but basically you put a little food treat right here with your where you're holding it in place with your thumb and your forefinger, and you cup your hand like that, and there's no way that the dog can bite your hand to get it. Well, you can bite your whole hand, then you're going, ah, really hurt. But you're not gonna let him do that. What they'll do is they'll stick their nose in your hand, and the truth is you can just open up your hand and the dog takes it off your hand. Or you can use it to lure your dog around where he sticks his nose when you're holding a treat in there, and you can make him follow your hand, depending upon what you're training at that point in time. So the answer is, if you've got a dog that's nippy, learn how to deliver a food reward safely. With that said, Cindy goes on to say that a food reward on the ground is better than no food reward at all. Because why are we giving our dog food rewards? We're giving him food rewards to keep the dog engaged with us. Is it okay to drop it on the ground? Like Cindy says, it's okay if it's a last resort. I wouldn't do that. I don't do that, except in a very few occasions. And I can go into that later too. But the problem you have when you do that is you're training your dog to look around on the ground for food rewards. You're not training him to stay engaged with you. We want a dog to be a thinking dog. We want a dog to engage with us. We want a dog to kind of empower us to give them food rewards. If they think that they've done the right thing and they think they should be getting a food reward, they don't get it and they're looking around on the ground. Where is that little piece of food? So that can create a problem there. And that's just something to think about. So the trainer came back and said, it's probably more of a yuck factor with this person that she's dealing with because the dog has slobber all over his face. I can understand that, but you know what? Carry a washcloth with you, because if you have a dog and you want to do reward-based training, you're going to have to start the foundation with food. You're going to have to learn how to use food, when to use food correctly. Get that course I did on the power of training dogs with food. There's so much information in that thing. And going back to what I said about dropping food on the ground, I have the love of my life is a little chihuahua named Pip, who is now 2 years old. And I have a shih tzu that's 10 years old, that's about the same size. And I raised German shepherds for police work for 35 years, never had a small dog until these little ones who I love. And I will tell them when I'm giving them food in the morning, I take them over to the where I do my exercising in our room where all our gym equipment is. And rather than, they know they're going to get some food treats when we go into our training center. And so they're looking for them, but I make them work for them. And I'll make them sit, and Pip, the chihuahua, drops like a stone into a sit, and I'll say yes, and I'll toss a piece of food. In fact, I'll toss more than one piece of food. I'll give several pieces of food sometimes, so she never knows when the end of it is. Because we don't want to give one piece of food and then have the dog think, well, that's my piece of food, and it's pretty interesting over there. I think I'm going to go play with Rosie over here. So they never know when I'm done doing it. And with those dogs, when I'm on a hardwood floor, when I'm on a tile floor, when I'm in our training center that has the soft rubber matting, I can throw it on the ground. I wouldn't do that with a dog when I'm out in grass, because you throw a little piece of food treat in the grass and they're going to spend half their time trying to sniff it out and find it, and I've lost my engagement with the dog. So there's a lot to learn about becoming a reward-based trainer. It's more than figuring out how to just hand a dog a piece of food. I hope I answered the question here. Sometimes I can rant and go off in one direction and get sidetracked, but I think I covered the question that they asked. So if you're a new dog trainer that's just learning how to do reward-based training and you want to get more information on step-by-step how to train these dogs, I did a video in and an online course in 2024, Training Dogs with Food Rewards. It's a really good course. I put a lot of information in there. We have another one on that I did back in 2024, actually this year, on both of them. The Power of Training Dogs with Markers. Both of these videos I had done back in, I want to say, 2008, 9, or 10. I can't remember that far back. And we just updated them, not with brand new information, but more information. We didn't reinvent the game here. We just added more details because some people want more details. So you can go to learburg.com, look these up, and if you have a question on it, I think you'll find all the questions you have in these courses I'm talking about.